This is a podcast from The Samplecast, Volume 2, Episode 60.
The Samplecast.
Hello, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Reuben Cornell, and this is Episode 60 of The Samplecast. We are rapidly approaching old age. In the UK, it would only be 5 years until I get my pension, so we're definitely getting there. 100 episodes will roll around before I know it. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for all your communications and support as well over the last couple of weeks. I realised that last week we didn't have a show, but I did put out a newsletter to keep you up to date on all the new releases, bargains, freebies, updates, and a few other bits and bobs which I found interesting throughout the week, which I put as links, and people seem to really love those. So if you want that information to your inbox every week, just head over to the Samplecast website /newsletter, and you can just sign up, pop your email address in there. I won't spam you, you won't get more than one email a week. And I'll let you know what's going on in the world of sample libraries and plugins. Well, as I see it anyway. If you spot anything that you think I might have missed or you want to chat to me in other ways, you can do so very easily. Check me out on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. You can find us at thesamplecast.com, or you can just straight up email me thesamplecast@gmail.com. That's how you can get hold of me. So on to this week's show. Our main review is the Dan Bo, which is a crazy Vietnamese instrument from Boulder Sounds. I'll be taking a look at that later. There's also developer updates. We've got a progress report on a new library from Vienna. We've got bargains. We've got some very nice freebies. But we'll start off with this week's news.
Roundup.
Now, I couldn't resist starting off with this library. I've seen some crazy looking contact interfaces in my time, but this new library from Atom Hub does take the cake. This is Ghosts of Autumn, just in time for this autumn, and it's 2 GB of textures, ambiences, and tonal instruments for the full version of Kontakt 5.5.1 and above. It also contains unlocked WAV samples, which is great stuff. You'll know how much I love those. They did send it to me for a test, and I thought the sounds here were gorgeous, but oh man, that interface is crazy. You can mix the 8 different layers and apply various effects as long as you can find them in the higgledy-piggledy mess that is the interface with all those autumn-themed icons. I often give libraries with crazy interfaces quite a hard time, but this goofy instrument from Atom Hub is just so brazenly ridiculous that I'll give it a pass, even though I've pretty much no idea what's going on. Nice work, guys. Do check out Ghosts of Autumn at the Atom Hub website.
Thank you.
So next up, the library that caused all that kerfuffle on social media over the last couple of weeks. And ever since that email was sent out, we've been waiting to see what Spitfire have next. But let's not dwell on that. This is Orchestral Swarm, and this is an orchestral textures library that can be performed in real time with a huge number of articulations and playing styles. This library has been developed in conjunction with Bleeding Fingers, who recently lent their scoring talents to the upcoming Blue Planet 2 series from the BBC. Maybe it's just me, I kind of miss George Fenton from these documentaries, but I'm sure Blue Planet 2 is in safe hands. There are two different reverb styles on board here to treat the strings, woods and brass performances. Anyone who's seen the normal Spitfire interface won't be surprised to see that it's being used again here. And at the time of recording, I haven't had the chance to play with this, but I'll let you know what I think as soon as I can. In the meantime, do check it out at the Spitfire website. I've been waiting for a new percussion instrument from the Unfinished for a little while, as I've absolutely rinsed the beats that Matt Bowdler has done before. This is Drumstruck 4 from the Unfinished. This is over 170 dark and atmospheric percussion sequences, which run in a simple GUI in Kontakt, and there's also a WAV version of the pack for an extra fiver. This is a well-priced pack with some excellent loops. Do check it out at the Unfinished website. I'm going to mangle the pronunciation of this. It might be shanbao, maybe? Not really sure. Anyway, it's a new instrument from Embertone that samples a traditional Chinese flute, and you've got many different types of legato here. It runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.4.1 and above, and this instrument has been performed by expert flautist William Arnold. Embertone have also captured what they call micro phrases within this library, which can be used to link notes in legato playing. They're just like kind of little embellishments when you move between the notes, and it's a really nice feature. Do check out the walkthrough video where they explain how that works, and that's at the Embertone website. Just in time for Halloween, this is a new series from CineTools focusing on disturbing impacts, hits, transitions, atmospheres and voices. It's called the Horror Collection, and there's actually 7 different packs here, and they're all pretty reasonably priced. I do believe they're having a sale over Halloween as well. CineTools sent this to me for a quick spin, and I have to say the sounds here are excellent. I think the horror tag is really pigeonholing the sound somewhat, as I could see myself using these in hybrid trailer scoring and especially in kind of sci-fi style tracks. It's all good for that sort of thing. If you can get past the terrifying cover art, you'll find these packs on the Plugin Boutique website. Do check the link in the show notes for details. This week's new releases are determined to twist my tongue. This one is Shimmer Shake Strike from In Session Audio. This runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.6.8 and above, and it's a very comprehensive top-line percussion library featuring tambourines, shakers, and struck percussion. You've got 84 different presets here, and there's also an expanded version of the library which adds 100 additional presets and more shakers and tambourine samples. In Session Audio have created a very simple to use interface, and to me it sounds pretty realistic as they've sampled and chopped up live performances during the development of this product. Do check it out at the In Session Audio website, or you can also catch it over at Time and Space.
Bargain VST.
One big bargain and one small bargain this week. The first is Master Solo Woodwinds Bundle from Audict. I shouldn't need to explain too much about this one, as the buzz on Facebook and VI Control has been absolutely phenomenal. This library features 46GB of solo woodwind instruments for the full version of Kontakt 4 and above. So you've got piccolo here, flute, oboe, clarinet, and bassoon, and they've been sampled in multiple articulations with 7 microphone positions. The legato and the staccatissimo shorts are the standout moments for me on most of the instruments here, as well as the trills. They go up to 7 semitones in range. I don't know of any other woodwind library that can do this, so that's a pretty good feature. Audict are currently making a name for themselves for keenly priced orchestral libraries, and this collection is no different. It's currently 78% off at just €99 over at VST Buzz. Do click the link in the show notes for details. It's an absolute no-brainer if you ask me. So this is a fun little library. It's Easy Wah Wah from Loops de la Creme, and until mid-November you can get it for just €2. This runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.3 and above, and you've got here tempo-synced guitar pedal wah wah rhythms, and there's a couple of effects on board, but that's about it. It's pretty simple. It's easy and cheap. Do check it out at the Loops de la Creme website. This week's big review is the Dan Bow from Boulder Sounds, and man, this was a tough library to review, but let's start with the specs. This is a 2GB library, runs in the full version of Kontakt 5, and it's a sampled single-stringed Vietnamese instrument which is centuries old. Do check out the walkthrough video on the Boulder Sounds website, where the head honcho there, Dennis, actually plays a real-life Dan Bow. Now, I've actually been to Vietnam and I saw a couple of these instruments being played at several different kind of traditional shows. It's a unique sound, I love the sound of it, and it's very beautiful when it's played well. And here's the rub, that's where I had so much trouble reviewing this library, as I'm simply not very good at playing the Dan Bow, but more on that later. Thank you. The interface is reasonably simple, with two main windows for playback and effects. There are also subpages for pitch bend controls, vibrato, settings, information, and all the various onboard effects. There are two different sample sets here for both magnetic pickup and a microphone sample set as well. The pitch bend and vibrato are simulated and they're controlled via the pitch bend wheel and the mod wheel of your MIDI keyboard. As well as the default patch, there are a number of example multis and presets to get you going. These sound rather nice. Although the artwork on the interface is lovely, they should have taken it all the way, in my opinion, and extended that style to the buttons and dials, rather than just using the stock contact ones, which are a bit tired and quite ugly looking, I think. Aside from this though, the interface does make it easy to see what all the functions do, although there's an unnecessary amount of clicking around to get to the various different menus, and these could have been hosted on a couple of pages with some smarter design choices. So onto the sound, which I initially thought was absolutely awful because I'd only loaded the default patch. However, once I'd realised this and started adding reverb, delay and changing the microphone options and such like, the sound improved immensely. For anyone new to the library, I'd actually advise you to start with the example presets or the multis, as these give a much better idea of what this instrument can do. I'm sorry to say that the limitations of this library come down to my own inability to play the instrument in a realistic way, and I was particularly bad at that. Because everything is simulated, it was easy for me to mess up when I tried to play in an authentic manner, and it turns out I'm no expert at the Dan bow. This library does take some skill, and it really only has a useful sound if you take the time to learn the playing style and the limitations of the physical instrument, and that was a hurdle for me. I'd have liked to have seen something more along the lines of what Embertone try and do with their wind libraries. They have short phrases and some automatic scripting to make performances sound more authentic for novice players. After all, if I'm going to take hours to learn a virtual instrument, I might as well take hours to learn a real one. Having said that, there's nothing inherently wrong with this library apart from the small interface niggles that I mentioned before. It's just far too raw and real for me. For more audio examples of the Dan bow in action, played way better than I can, do head to the Samplecast podcast or the Boulder Sounds website.
Progress report.
This week's progress report is for an upcoming library from Vienna Symphonic. This is Synchron Strings, and this is the first to be recorded on their new Synchron scoring stage. This library will include brand new player software designed to take the pain out of articulation switching, so I'm very interested to see how that turns out. The string section has 8 velocity layers and up to 80 variations per key, which is a pretty large amount. It's currently on early bird pricing until the release date in November. You can check it out at Vienna Symphonic Library.
VST.
Quite a wide variety of different instruments in this week's free VST section, and I'll start off with Cage Unleashed by 8DO. Now, 8DO have several aleatoric effects libraries to their name, and they all go by the name Cage. So there's Cage Brass, Cage Strings, etc. Now they've released a free taster pack of 50 of these sounds for the full version of Kontakt 5.6 and above. This includes strings, woods and brass effects, you've got hits, you've got rips, you've got textures, and you can try out their new Cage interface at the same time. There's one big snag in that you can't use these sounds for commercial purposes.
What a pisser.
But if you'd like to try them anyway, do head over to the 8DO website. This is a track called One of Us by one of my favourite composers, Ivan Torrent, and it features some of the full Cage libraries.
We'll be right back.
I don't remember if I've mentioned this one before. It's Clock by Waves Factory. I've certainly looked at a few of their other freebies over the years, but this clock library has just been redeveloped with a new interface. It's a pretty simple contact instrument and it's perfect for spooky Halloween tracks. Do take a look at it along with their other freebies at the Waves Factory website. This is Expand 2 from Air Music Technology. Now, I'll have mentioned this before, and it's a workstation plugin that's been around for a few years, and sometimes it's only £1 to buy, which is very cheap, but you can actually get it completely for free until the 30th of November via Don't Crack. That's a website with a very strange name. It runs on PC and Mac as a plugin and contains 2,500 presets in all sorts of different genres. I reckon it's rude not to take a look. Do head over to the Don't Crack website to get it for yourself.
Developer update.
Two important developer updates this week, and I'll start off with Berlin Woodwinds Revive from Orchestral Tools. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I wrote in the Samplecast newsletter that the original Berlin Woodwinds were on some kind of blowout sale price, and now we all know why, because of this release. This is an updated version of the library, which runs in the free contact player 5.5.1 and above. And this update adds over 50 gigabytes of content to the original samples. That brings the library up to 90 gigs in size. So they've kept some of the instruments, but they've thrown away a lot of them and produced new recordings. There's a new alto flute instrument, and there's seven other instruments that have been re-recorded, including new note attacks, marcato articulations, and recut release samples. It's a big overhaul, and they're offering cross-grade pricing for existing users at about €200, or if you haven't got the library already, you can pick it up. Obviously, that is much more expensive. I've been a big fan of Berlin Woodwinds for years and have used the library on many of my tracks, so would I consider an upgrade to this? Well, just maybe, but you can see the improvements and judge for yourself at the Orchestral Tools website. quick mention for this update or expansion, depending on how you look at it. This is Loop Session Series Electro City by Sample Logic. A couple of months ago, they released Electro City, the full version, and that was a four loop player with hundreds of loops and a ridiculous amount of tempo synced effects. I helped to do the walkthrough videos at the time, and I also produced the video for this version of the library, which takes the WAV loop samples, throws them into a more streamlined engine, and is basically a more instantly playable version of the Big Brother library. The sounds here are focused on dance music, electronic type of sounds, you've got hybrid scoring sort of effects in there as well. There's lots of percussions, lots of synths, and I really like playing with the sounds here. You can check it out at the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode of the Samplecast. I will be on holiday. Well, not on holiday, but I will be away from the studio for the next couple of weeks. And the show will be returning kind of mid-November, if all goes well. You can keep up with old episodes and you can sign up to the Samplecast newsletter, which will still be going whilst I'm away. That's at thesamplecast.com. If you love the podcast, we'd love to get a review or rating from you. Just go to the iTunes website and search for the Samplecast and you can review and rate us. Probably take you about 5 or 10 seconds, so please do that. It really helps us. Keep your suggestions, thoughts, and comments coming. You can get hold of us very easily on Twitter at thesamplecast. You can reach us on email, thesamplecast@gmail.com. You can grab us on Facebook, just search for the Samplecast, or you can also contact me directly if you like. I'm at RooTunes on Twitter. So as I say, there won't be any podcasts for 2 or 3 weeks, but I will be back before you know it. In the meantime, if you haven't delved into some of the older episodes, they're all there. There's 60 episodes now of the show, or 61 if you include our Christmas special from last year. So feel free to go back. There's some great music on there. There's some chat. There's some brilliant reviews. And you'll get to hear more of me, which I'm sure is more than you can stand. I will see you in a few weeks. Bye-bye now.